This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Henrik, this is Carmine Danisco. I am a managing partner for Inventors Launchpad, which is a company here located in Tampa, Florida, actually Clearwater, Florida, just outside of Tampa. And we are a product development company. We take inventions, we make them a reality.
Carmine, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I started off as an entrepreneur in residence about 2 years ago. I was really impressed by some of the colleges and the educational platforms in which they were pushing. They asked me to speak with some of the students and help out with some of the programs and help them move forward. So I am involved with several current startups that are within the entrepreneurial, I would say, levels within not only the Hillsborough Community College, University of Tampa, University of South Florida here, but they're doing some great work. And I'm just kind of there answering questions. These guys, these kids, and I would say kids, these young adults are super smart. They're motivated. They're moving forward quick. And as they run into a roadblock or a question they have, I'm just kind of there to help and guide. And it's a lot of fun.
Carmine, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
The successes are great. We see the kids move very quickly through hurdles. They understand when they run into something, we help them. One of the challenges I run into is that I want to go in there and help them. It is a challenge for me not to just jump in and help fix things before they run into them. Like, we don't want to just take care of issues that they have through our experiences, knowing that they're going to run into a problem or a hurdle or an ups and down. I have to kind of stop myself sometimes from just jumping in there and fixing problems before they occur. We do want the students to learn. And that's been one of my biggest challenges.
Carmine, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
So one of the things that I learned, and I'm always learning as an EIR, I learn a lot from the students, and I'm hoping they learn from me. But what I would like to share with some of the other EIRs is to allow the students to speak, allow them to learn, allow them to, make errors, make mistakes. A lot of times, us as an EIR, and I've spoken to many other entrepreneurs and residents, and we want to jump in and fix things before they occur. Also, a lot of times, different personalities as us entrepreneurs, a lot of EIRs have different personalities. So try to find, mentees that fit your personality. That's been a challenge, and that's what I would definitely want to let some EIRs know, is to find mentees that fit your personality. That will definitely help the process.
Carmine, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
So you could find more about entrepreneurs in residence at some of the local or close colleges and universities that you're in. Look online. I know there's startuptree.com that also has a lot of information, and you can sign up there. My work as an EIR, you can check out inventorslaunchpad.com, where we talk about some of the projects that we're working on. Of course, we don't give too much information, but certainly you could reach out to me on social media or in inventorslaunchpad.com and find out what I'm working on. But again, I would ask any entrepreneur out there who is doing some work to jump in and find out how you can help at your local college and universities. So again, my name is Carmine Danisco. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter under those names. And again, you can go on to Inventors Launchpad, and you can fill out a form on Inventors Launchpad and just ask for me by name, Carmine Danisco, and it'll get forwarded to me.
Great. Well, thanks, Carmine.
You're very welcome. Thanks for sharing.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.